everybody. This is Lois
Radio.
Here on the Boneyard Radio, we got a fun night for y'all. We're going to take y'all stories and experiences, and we're going to talk about some paranormal stuff. We got a special guest on here tonight, so check it out. We'll be back here in a minute to get this show underway, so y'all stay tuned. We're going to get stuff set up, and we're going to be back here in a little bit, right here on the Boneyard Radio, your number one source for the spooky and the strange, because we are spooky and we are strange. Well, kind of.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room.
Caretaker Wally, and I want to welcome y'all to the Boneyard.
Parade.
get ready, because we're about to go deep within the spooky and strange. Hope you have a spooktacular time.
Welcome to the Boneyard, where we got all sorts of spooky things going on. So take your shoes off, have your moon pie, and get ready to be spooked. Here is your host, Earl.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your number one source for the spooky and the strange and everything in between. We're here live on the Boneyard Radio, broadcasting live from the graveyard. And I know it's a cold night out here at the graveyard, y'all. It's a dang cold. These skeletons are having to stay in their, they're staying in the graves because it's a dang cold out there. And but we're going to get started here in a little bit, y'all. We hope that y'all have a Y'all are going to have a good night tonight. Y'all been having a good week, had a good weekend, and getting ready for the rest of January coming up. We got colder temperatures coming our way, so remember, if you got aliens or stuff in your backyard or whatever, bring them inside, because you know if you're cold and they're cold too. So you need to bring your pet ghosts and everything else inside. And speaking of pet ghosts, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we have a special guest here tonight. He wrote a book called Pets in the Afterlife, and he's going to tell us about all sorts of cool stuff. He's going to talk to us about ghost pets. Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but, you know, we got our own ghost hunting dog over here. And, you know, it's actually a ghost, but it helps us hunt for other ghosts and stuff. And when there's a demon around, he barks and growls and everything else. I mean, you know, he's a good pet. He's a good dog. We call him Scruffy. But, you know, we've been to several cases where people have actually reported of their pets haunting the location. We've been to places where people think their cats are still roaming around. We had this one lady who said that she loved her cat so much, she couldn't bear to let it go. And when she came, when it actually died, she began to start hearing stuff in her house, you know, and she began to get scratched and stuff. And she thought it was demons. You know, we went in there and we didn't find no demons, but we did an EVP session and we actually heard a cat meowing. So we told her, we said we heard a cat meowing on the EVP, and we let her hear it. And she said, that's her Fluffy cat. So that cat was still there, believe it or not. And it was, I told her it probably scratched her because it was hungry, you know. I think they still eat when they're dead. I'm not for sure, but, you know, you'd think they would be. But I don't know. But it's pretty interesting stuff, pets coming back as ghosts. I've never really looked into it that much, but hopefully Mr. Rob here can tell us a little bit about it here in a minute. We're going to be back right here on the Boneyard Radio, so y'all keep tuned in. We'll be back just here in a minute, folks, so stay tuned. Thank you. y'all. Welcome back to the Boneyard Radio. We're here with a feller who wrote a book called Pets in the Afterlife. He's going to tell us a little bit about if pets come back, come back as ghosts, and, if they go to heaven and all sorts of other stuff. So, yeah, so can you tell us, now, what's the difference between humans whenever they die? So can you tell us, is there any sort of difference between when a human dies and come back as a ghost and, when a pet comes back as a ghost? Is there any difference there?
The only difference lies in the fact that they remain animals on the other side, and then when they come back, they actually come back as animals. So we never cross that boundary.
Well,
so you'll never come back as a cat.
Yeah, right? I hope I don't come back as a cat.
Although, I'd like to come back as one of my dogs because I like to treat them royally.
Yeah, heck, some of these people, they buy all sorts of stuff for their animals. They spend millions of dollars on them. But now, do you think a lot of people go out looking for their pets when they die? Do you think there's a lot of them looking for their ghosts?
I absolutely do. This is for a lot of people that don't have children. Our pets are our children, and because they only live a short period of time, because they basically perfect unconditional love long before any humans do, it's even more traumatic for us to lose our pet. As a matter of fact, I've read some studies that said that people who have lost pets have actually grieved harder than losing relatives.
Yeah, heck, Skeeter, boy, when he lost his dog, he's cried for weeks. But, they sure do. Some people think of them as their kids.
Well, you become so attached. Just like you were saying, if you don't have children, they are your children. They become part of your family. So, of course, it's that natural connection that you have with another soul, another, living being.
So, as a paranormal investigator, ghost hunter, whatever you want to call it, when was the first time that you actually found out, that these pets, they do come back as ghosts? Did you ever go on any cases where there was, people's pets come back as ghosts? Or, how did you get started?
That's a really good question. And actually, it all goes back to 2005 when my first dog passed away as a puppy. He was killed by a car when I was walking him because his leash opened. And as soon as I got home, I actually had I waited for my roommate to come, and we took his little body back to the house before we transported him to the vet. As soon as I walked in the door, I heard a song on the radio about a man who lost the love of his life but was glad he had a short period of time. It was called The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that song, that will make it
I
cry.
Knew that was a sign from Buzz. Buzz was his name. And the next song that followed was another song with the same theme. It was, called Monday Morning Church. My house is as empty.
Yeah.
My soul is as empty as a Monday morning church because a man lost the love
too.
Of his life. It was an Alan Jackson song back in the
2005.
And that was only the beginning with him because when we got to the vet, myself and my roommate and three others, were standing outside, and the lid of a trash can behind the vet building popped right off, and there was no wind, no animals, nothing. So, and I could hear him in my head saying, "Dad, I'm still with you. It's okay. I don't want you to be sad. It was my time to go." It was right then that I got all of these signs at the same time, and they just kept building over time. That's how I knew that pets could communicate from the other side.
And I believe that too. I believe that they communicate with you. It may not be through barking or anything, but they could talk to you telepathically. But in your experiences, how has the pets talked to you? Have they? You know that you said that you talked. You it said don't. I'm okay and stuff, but whenever you go on cases, how do they talk to you?
Well, that's a good question. To look at that, I went and I examined how animals learn. And in one of the chapters in the book, I outlined all the different ways that animals learn. And basically, if you think about it, animals learn the same way young children learn. They, you know, they get to learn our language because they certainly know their name. We take them to obedience training, so they go to school.
Yeah.
They learn how to play games. They have emotional intelligence. They can, you know, they can tell when you're angry, when you're happy, when you're sad.
Yeah, they sure can.
They have loyalty. They like following routines. All of these things are things that we teach human children. So we also teach our pets the same kinds of things. And, you know, you may not think about it, but that's exactly what you're doing.
I never thought about it like that, but that's
so
true, though.
The only difference is that, you know, pets don't grow up and have a career and get married.
Well, I mean, Skeeter's dog, he drives a truck down there, and you know, but he don't want to get married or nothing like that. You know, he don't like to be tied down. He's gone all the time, so, you know.
And they don't, you know, they don't speak the language, but they understand what we're saying to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's theories out there that say there's no language barrier in the afterlife, so it, you know, it's completely possible if they can communicate with telepathically or, you know, by noises or, you know, whatever have you. So, I mean, do you know, I mean, you told us about your dog talking to you telepathically, you know, so what other kinds of methods do they talk to you by?
They do usually communicate with abstract forms, but they also use a number of other techniques to communicate, just as human spirits, actually. Because once they're on the other side, they develop an understanding of how to better communicate, just as human spirits do. Again, they do know some words in our language, so they can tell us what their name is from the other side. And I've heard dogs give me their names.
Wow.
And I've actually been
able to prove
the names of the dogs and their connections to
the
owners.
That's pretty neat right there. That's pretty neat.
In the book, one of my favorite stories is about a little chihuahua named Chico.
That's a good name right there.
Pointed out the person he was connected to. And she was astounded when I asked her if she knew a dog named Chico.
I bet she was.
A little beige chihuahua. And she said, yes, it was my grandmother's dog. And
she
said, well, why is this dog coming to you? And the dog showed me that he was actually following around a black lab. And you know, a black dog, like a medium-sized black dog. And I asked her about the black dog, and she said, yes, I have a black lab. And I said, well, has he been behaving strangely? And she said, as a matter of fact, he has for the last couple of weeks. And I said, well, Chico is telling me that he is there trying to help him become a better dog for you. It's pretty amazing that you can get the name of the dog or cat from the other side as well, because they know their name.
Well,
they do.
You talked about it, and they could talk to you, but I mean, for just, you know, people out there who think they got their pets are still there, what kind of signs can they look for, you know, when they're trying to figure if they're still there?
In the book, I outline a whole lot of signs that dogs use, from flowers to butterflies to pennies to musical signs, any kinds of things. And just be aware of what's going on around you. And your dog will give you a sign. It's just like we feel guilt over putting a dog to sleep, euthanizing a dog. I had a terrible time with Sprite. I wrestled with this for a week and a half afterward. I was an emotional train wreck. And I wrote an email to a friend of mine. And this, for everybody listening that has a pet, I highly recommend doing this. This is what I wrote about in the book. Write an email to a friend of yours and outline all the different symptoms that the dog is experiencing and what made you make the decision. Send it to your friend and then have your friend send it back in a day or two and read it as if you're reading it in third person. And when I read that email back from my friend, she said, "Do you see now that you made the right decision?" And I said, "Yes." Now, all the guilt that came with that was taken away.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you do feel guilty whenever stuff like that happens. You know, especially like whenever you hit a dog or a deer or something, and you know, whenever a horse breaks its leg, people shoot them, you know, to put them down or something, because they ain't no life to live. If they can't fix the leg, or if you run over a dog by accident or whatever, and you know, the poor thing's just sitting there suffering, so you know, you got to put them out of its misery. So, well, we appreciate you coming on, everybody.
This is Mr. Rob here. Be sure to check out his book. If you want to know, just send us a message on Facebook. We'll send you the link to it. And we'll get you set up there, but definitely a good read if you ever want to read it. Y'all, we'll be back here in a little bit on the Boneyard Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back right back here in a little bit talking about some more spooky and strange stuff. We've got your stories coming up, so we'll talk to you in a little bit right back here on the Boneyard.
Salute you, Mr. Tiny Dog Clothing Manufacturer.
Mr. Tiny Dog Clothing Manufacturer.
Great men ask the tough questions. Where did we come from? What is gravity? How do you help a schnauzer through a fashion crisis?
Matching fashion.
You see no irony in designing a thick fur coat for an animal born with a thick fur coat.
It's warm in here.
A dog licking himself? Disgusting. A dog licking himself in an Argyle sweater. Adorable. So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, O purveyor of the pooch. They may be just dumb animals, but thanks to you, they'll always be smartly dressed.
Mr. Tiny Dog Clothing Manufacturer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, haven't we had some fun? Best may be yet to come. We may have 100 years still left to share. But if forever should end today, and there's no tomorrow for us, what a day yesterday was.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Boneyard Radio. I tell you what, we enjoyed that, and we're going to get Skeeter here in a minute. He's going to tell us, he got some news for us, and I got some news for y'all, too, and we're going to answer some questions. We've got a few questions here we want to get answered before we get in the news, and so when Skeeter gets on here, we'll try to answer them, but we hope that you guys enjoyed the interview. That was really some really enlightening stuff. I didn't know you could get dogs' names. You know, I mean, I saw that was a TV show. He had haunted pets on there, but it just sounds weird. I mean, of course, that sounds crazy, you know, in itself. We go out and look for ghosts and stuff, but I mean, it could, you know, it's possible. It's very, very possible for dogs and cats and stuff to come back. So, Skeeter, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That was an awful emotional segment.
What'd you think about that?
It's altogether possible, I think. I never did know you could talk to your animals, but now I know I'm going to talk to my past pets.
I told him you cried for 3 weeks just about over that one dog you had that died.
Yeah.
Poor fella. I mean, you know.
Now I know if something starts licking me in the face in the morning and I wake up and there's nothing there, it could be my former pets.
Well, now, speaking of that, we got a question here. Somebody wants to know when pets come back as a ghost, but when they were living, if they had like a broken leg or something, do they come back with a broken leg? I mean, that's kind of like your dog that died. You know, it only had three legs, and that thing lived for years, and then it finally passed away. But I don't know. What do you think? You think they come back with their broken leg, or do you think they come back with new legs?
I think they come back with new legs. I think they're all different when they come back.
Like angels?
What do you think? Yeah, like angels.
Well, I mean, you know, he did have a good point. I mean, it's just like human spirits. They are. I mean, they just come back as animals.
And you know what
they
say?
Forms.
You know what they say, Earl? It's just like that movie, all dogs go to heaven.
Hey, the Pope even said that all dogs go to heaven, you know?
That's right.
I don't see why not.
I don't either.
Another question is, what are some cases that y'all have been on that has involved pet ghosts? Well, that's a good question. You know, we've been on some cases where there'd been actually some pets. There was the one case that we went on, the lady thought that, you know, well, I was telling earlier that the lady thought that her cat had died. I mean, her cat had died, but she had thought it was still around. Sometimes,
yeah.
she'd start sneezing and stuff because she was a little bit allergic to it, I guess, because it was a pretty long-haired cat. And then she started, sneezing some, and she thought it was just her allergies, but turned out that she said that cat came back.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because you remember on that EVP, we actually got it meowing.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like that. Did you see that last Ghost Adventures episode where they heard that pig grunting?
Yeah, they've caught animals before on that show. Besides that,
well, there was a TV show on Animal Planet that has haunted pets. Now, I mean, you might think that's kind of crazy, but I'm telling you, they could come back. I think they do.
Yeah. We'll start looking into that on cases more. Seeing a very haunted pet there.
Now, here's another question. Somebody wants to know, with a lot of ghost hunts and cases, people report things sitting on their beds. Do you think that's a human spirit sitting on their bed? Do you think it could be an animal spirit?
Could be.
That's a
could
good
be
question.
Either one. Yeah, could be either one. Never did really think about that.
And then they ask, whenever people get scratched, is it always a demon scratching them, or it could be a pet, or what?
Could be. Could
now, what do you think
be.
About that? As far as a demon goes, they usually scratch you in threes, though, don't they?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've never had that happen.
Yeah,
I mean, I know one night you woke me up screaming, hollering, saying that something scratched you, and you looked at the foot of your bed, and it was your little kid wanting his bottle scratching on your leg.
Yeah, I know it. It hurt.
I don't care. You're not kicked across the trailer, poor thing. But it's like his daddy got a hard head, though, ain't he?
Yeah. All right.
All right. We got some news for y'all. We're going to be back, give y'all some news. I'm pretty sure we got some good ones here. We'll be back here in a second on the Boneyard Radio.
And now, Boneyard Radio presents News from the Crypt.
All right, Skeeter, take it away. What have you got for us tonight?
Well, I didn't have a lot of luck finding any paranormal news, but I did find some other crazy news out there, and even one that's local to our area. All right.
Uh-oh.
First one. Yeah, I know. The first one here is a woman living in Walmart for 48 hours.
It's living in Walmart.
She's living in Walmart for 2 days. The Walmart people finally figured out she's living there when she's sleeping in the bathroom.
Oh, that's nasty. I would not sleep in no Walmart bathroom.
No.
I have spent the night in a Walmart before, but, you know, because it was so cold outside, and we was out there ghost hunting, and we were trying to camp out there, but, man, it got so dang cold, it was pitiful. And we had to go to the Walmart. We spent the night there. They gave us free donuts that's up there at the deli in the morning, though.
Well, yeah, that's nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What would you do if you was working at Walmart and found somebody sleeping there?
Well, I don't know. That'd be crazy. That's call manager. Well, you don't know about people like that, you know. You never know what. I don't know.
They could have a necrolepsy, though. You know what? Necrolepsy, where you get tired and all of a sudden and you fall out. She might have passed out. She might not been living there. She might have been shopping and had to go pee.
Like
and when she went in there, she passed out.
Like that Paul Blart.
Yeah.
In that movie?
He had to eat sugar.
Yeah.
Well, what else you got for us?
Well, I got another one. At our local Walmart in our area, there was a fight that broke out between a husband and the wife's boyfriend.
Well, that ain't
the wife tried to. The wife tried to break it up, but she was unsuccessful. That's crazy.
Why
right
they
there. I don't guess they much cared for one another too much.
Well,
I don't know who
there,
won.
They might have been making up for Black Friday.
Yeah, could be.
Might have been making up for Black Friday. You know, they forgot about it. So they decided to do it now.
Yeah. They're gonna have to get a boxing ring up in that Walmart, I'll tell you what. I mean, just take care of that ring.
Heck, the dang people up there are so dang old, you know, the Walmart greeters, they just sit up there and say, "Welcome to Walmart, can I help you?"
You better answer them, too. They'll keep on.
They might be some witches.
Yeah, it could be.
You ever think about that? I've seen some scary Walmart greeters. Especially them old women, and when you walk out the store, they give you that one look, and you're just like, "Oh Lord, I hope my receipt got scanned."
Oh, you mean that look where they're looking at somebody else, and their lazy eye looks towards you?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm telling you, that's scary stuff right there, y'all.
I tell you what, me and one of my friends over there, we was getting back from the bonfire. We went up there and got us he wanted some coffee because he was tired, so he went up there and got some coffee. And we walked out the door after we paid for everything and checked out, you know, and this woman behind us, she dropped her receipt. And this old, you know, the Walmart greeter, she's about 70-something. She leaned over and you could see her thong.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's bad right there.
She looked at me and she said, "Do you want a smiley face sticker?" I said, "I had a smiley face before you bent down." Tell you what.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
You got anything else for us?
At that age. Do what?
You got anything else for us?
Yeah, I got one more story. It was an interesting one I found. Father in Great Britain in prison for 4 years after sending his 3-year-old son off to nursery school with Tupperware containing filled with cocaine and drug paraphernalia.
What?
The father was in a hurry and sent the son to school with the drugs instead of his lunch. That's crazy right there.
Oh, my Lord. That is nasty, dude. Why would they do that?
He's in a hurry.
drugs. Hey, you need to keep your drugs in your truck if you're going to keep your drugs in your truck. Goodness, don't give it to your kid. Good Lord.
Yeah, I guess he's afraid to get pulled over or something. So he had it in his mind there.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude. Yeah. Well, I got some stuff to tell you about now. Okay, there was 69 dead people who actually died of tainted beer. It had crocodile bile.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It killed 69 people.
Earl.
It's, you know, it was in the Washington Post on Monday. They said
where's they drinking
of,
at?
Well,
we can't
I don't
go
know
there,
what it was. It was some place in Africa.
Oh. We can't swim that far.
No, I mean, but that was crazy, though. I mean, when you
my
think
floaties might give out
kind of
if
stuff,
I try to swim that far.
Your floaties might give out. You may blow them back up.
They might get a hole in them.
Okay, there was a 70-year-old man. He died of a bullet wound that he had gotten decades before.
Oh, my goodness. That's
and they
crazy.
Said it was a murder. They said it was a murder. He was 87-year-old, lived in Chicago, died on Sunday from complications from a bullet that was lodged in his abdomen for over 70 years. The medical examiner revealed that the 70-year-old bullet wound contributed to his death.
Wow. That's crazy.
I wonder how... Man, he must have been young when he got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. And have you seen that new commercial about McDonald's where they've been, you know, showing... in times of disaster, you know, they like remember 9/11 or that, you know, kind of, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically
yeah,
it's pictures and videos of signs of McDonald's, you know, after, you know, natural disasters and stuff that's happened. Well, there's people upset about that.
Why is that?
Because they're offended by it. They don't like it. They think that the McDonald's is just trying to pull one over on people, you know, trying to make them seem all sympathetic and, you know, trying to put guilt trips on people. You know what I mean. They're trying to use the old tearjerker factor there.
Yeah.
And I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, what kind of country do we live in when you can't even, you know, actually do something good for once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to give away $1 Big Macs during times of terrorist attacks and stuff? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
What would you be more mad about if they did that or if they was trying to get you to remember what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's crazy. You can't.
Well, anyway,
some people just get mad about anything.
I know it's horrible when you can't even do something nice for people, you know. But
yep.
So, well, anyways, a surveillance camera in the high school in Idaho captured a mysterious figure roaming in the halls last month. Local paranormal investigators viewed the footage and believed that the figure is one of the ghosts that haunts the school. Have you seen that video?
No, I ain't seen that.
It's a security cam video, and basically they see this shadow going from the hallway to, like, another area. I mean, it's clear as day, too. I think, you know, I don't think it's fake. It don't look fake.
That's
I mean,
one
there's
place
smart
I would,
people out there, but...
That's one place I wouldn't want to go when I die. I wouldn't want to go back to school.
They said it was caught at the school in Pocatello, Idaho. Lord, I can't pronounce these big words. Pocatello, Idaho. You know where they're making potatoes.
Yeah.
And it was on December the 19th. They were on winter break from the school. And a strange figure stayed behind and lurked in the hallways.
Must have been a smart kid.
This scientific paranormal investigative research organization, good Lord, that's a lot to say. Founders John and Lisa Bryant went into the school to investigate. They said that you can see that it's not necessarily a person, but more of a translucent figure walking down the hallway. They said that they ran into an elderly couple, told us the pact was a real thing, that they had done something, like it had been faked or something, but I don't know. They said that during their investigation, some of their equipment went missing. A janitor found the equipment while dusting a window ledge near the ceiling on a stairwell. The thing took our equipment, dude.
That's crazy.
Hey, they've taken our stuff, too.
Yeah.
Why do ghosts like to steal stuff?
I don't know. You know, they figured now that I'm dead, they ain't going to be able to see me, so I'll just go ahead and take it. I don't know. It'll be easier, I guess.
Maybe they're just trying to detect humans.
Yeah.
You know, they're human, huh?
The way of getting your attention.
Yeah. There's a video now. This video was taken in Chile. It was a street race in Chile. No one was around. You know, they were watching it and stuff. And they've seen this dog just teleport out of nowhere. And there's a video of it. And then, boy, I tell you, I've seen that video. And it's crazy how that dog just comes out of nowhere, dude.
That's crazy.
I mean, hey, that might be why we sometimes deer, you know, they jump, they run out in front of you, and you don't see them. They may have been time travelers or something.
It could be.
I tell you, that's crazy, man.
They come through that porthole.
They got them portholes out there. They're everywhere,
man. Yeah, that dog come through it.
I wonder how they do have more senses than people, so I guess they can, they can figure out where they're going to be and they can jump through them.
Yeah.
Here's a headline that you might find interesting. Lack of water may cause dehydration.
Well, yeah, I've heard that.
Good Lord. We got us, somebody's on the phone here, Skeeter.
All right.
Hello, are you there?
Skeeter, you there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm talking on the radio. What are you doing?
Watching cartoons.
Well, that's good. What kind of cartoons you watching?
I'm watching the She-Man.
Well, yeah, that's good.
You ever seen that show?
Yeah, I seen that before. My kids watch it sometimes.
What in the world?
Have you been ghost hunting lately?
Oh, yeah. We go all the time.
Tell me about one of the last places you've been to.
Oh, well, the last place we went, at the graveyard, and we saw a bunch of crazy lights out there. It was nuts. Earl about peeing
himself.
Yeah,
it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
I got scared. I tripped over one of them tombstones and broke it. Then the law got called out there, and we had to run away, you know, and, boy, them police did not leave them graveyards alone.
Yeah, I know. We think they'd have better things to.
They ain't donuts.
Yeah, they do. I like donuts, too.
You know, speaking of the police, I'm going to tell you something, Skeeter. Now, I'm not a very political person. You know me and you and Southern Spooks, we don't talk about politics all the time. But there's one thing that I can't stand is all this stuff on Facebook and everywhere in the media bashing police officers and saying all sorts of bad stuff about them. I tell you what. They want them people to try to be police officers sometime. That just gets on my nerves, don't it, you?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
You know, I think, police, firemen, EMS, you know, people, ambulance drivers and stuff, they don't get the respect they deserve. I mean, heck.
No.
And people go around bashing them because Al Sharpton or whoever that funny, he looks like, what is that old boxing promoter that had that funny looking hair? He looks like him.
You talking about Don King?
Yeah, he looked just like Don King. I tell you what, I respect Don King more than that old man. You know, I just can't stand when people make things out to be all about race and all this other stuff. I mean, heck, you know.
We're all the same.
I mean, I think that's just pitiful. You know, what kind of country you live in when you can't even, when you start bashing the people that protects you.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, heck, people bash us all the time saying we demon hunters and I mean, we do hunt them demons, but people bash us saying we devil worshippers and everything else. We're trying to protect them. Heck, we've been on cases before. We've been on cases before when the people, you know, they're just disrespectful.
Yeah.
They think they know everything. They say we don't know how to talk to them. We don't know what we're doing. It's like, well, heck, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
If you didn't want us out here, you shouldn't have called us out here. If you know what's already there and stuff, I mean, good Lord. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And another thing that grinds, you know, makes me so mad is these paranormal groups out there that charge money to go, you know, ghost busting. I mean, heck, we do this for fun. We don't do it for money. I mean, good Lord, even we don't do that.
Well, we do it to try to help people.
We do it to help people. I mean, if they want to offer us a beer or something, we'll take it, you know. I mean, heck, you remember that one, we went to this one house down there, and they said that, I mean, when we got there, they had us a six-pack of beer ready for us and a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, I got two chicken legs, but Skeeter over here ate the rest.
Yeah.
He said his wife didn't cook for him that night because she was gone. She said, you cook it on your own dang self.
Yeah. It's terrible. That chicken was good,
though. Yeah. They got, I mean, I don't know about you. Which do you like better? Do you like KFC or Popeyes?
KFC.
Nah, I like Popeyes. I like that spicy chicken there.
Oh.
That stuff's good. Well, it is.
Yeah.
Well, all right, here. All right, here's a topic that somebody's been asking about. They want to know, what is the difference between demons and poltergeists? What do you think?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, there's some similarities, but there are also some differences on that. You know, a lot of times poltergeist activity, you know, it starts off like regular activity and then it increases. A lot of times it involves a teenager, somebody that's going through puberty, and a lot of times there's a tension in the house, you know, going through puberty, the you know, there's a lot of emotion, high emotion involved in all that, and, you know, teenagers are high strung anyway, and, you know, they and with demonic activity, it's more surrounding religion. You can have knocks in threes with demonic activity. You have a lot of times during prayer, the stuff is activity occurs. Religious articles with demonic activity get altered or go missing. With poltergeist, there's a lot of fires with poltergeist activity a lot of times, and also it messes with your appliances. You know, your appliances will turn on by themselves, or a clock that hadn't worked in 2 years will start working, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot. you know, there's a lot of really differences, but there's a lot of similarities. I mean, I could see why somebody would think that they're alike. But what people don't understand is, demons, they're creatures. You know, they never were like human people. And so with human ghosts like that, you know, they act like human ghosts. You know, they can only throw so much weight. They can only do so much. They can't really mimic anybody's voices. They really can't mimic anybody in general, hardly. But demons, they can come in the form of somebody, you know, your family members, your friends, you Scruffy the dogs and Fluffy the cats. I mean, they can come in any form. I mean, it's not really perfect or nothing because they've always got a tail missing or their head's missing or something. But, I mean, you know, we do a lot of studying. We do a lot of ghost hunting, and we go out there and we hunt and stuff like that. But we ain't stupid. Good Lord. We may do a lot of crazy stuff, but we know the difference between that stuff. I mean, goodness. But I mean, well, do you think shadow people could be demons?
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know that they said it would be.
I don't know about shadow people. All I know, there's been people that's been beaten by them before, but I don't know about them being demons.
There's a lot of unknown about the shadow people.
There sure is. All right, well, Skeeter, we'll be back. We'll talk about it some more here in a minute. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back right here on the minute on the Boneyard Radio. Y'all stay tuned because we got a whole lot more fun stuff coming up. So y'all stay tuned and let's all get boot skating. You are listening to the Boneyard Paranormal Radio. To call in, dial 516-418-5392. That number again is 516-418-5392. And now, back to the show. All right, Skeeter, we're back here on the Boneyard. Let's talk about some shadow people.
All right.
All right, here's something. Now, you know, sightings of shadow people, you know, they're actually on the increase. I mean, we've seen them a lot more during our ghost hunts and stuff.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? And, you know, that's one of the main things that you kind of experience when you go on ghost hunts. You'll see shadow people, and you feel them and all sorts of other stuff. But, you know, shadow people, I mean, you got to know what you're dealing with before, you know what's there. But you got to understand, too, people don't understand this, that shadow people ain't ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually two kinds, there are two types of the shadow people. Did you know that? There's two types of them. There's a hat people. They usually are more solid in shape of a person wearing a hat or a hood or sometimes a trench coat. You know, we've seen one of them before.
Yeah.
And then the dark shadows or the blobs, you know, the dark, dark mist that they don't really have human forms. They're just, they come in all different sizes and then go from 2 to 6 feet or higher.
Yeah.
And then there's the smaller ones. And some people like to see red eyes on these shadows, see in front of them, and see them red eyes is what I think people, you know, they think they're demons. Right. You know, given some circumstances, it could be a demon, you know. But
right.
I mean, it's not all about what you see; it's what you feel, really.
Right, that's true.
I mean, some people think that they're time travelers, entities from another universe or dimension, but that they stalk our planet and they show us. They show up unexpectedly in kitchens, hallways, backyards, and they move silently like ninjas. You know, they appear from behind doorways and look at you. They're the peekaboo type things. I mean,
yeah.
So if they're not ghosts, that goes into another topic altogether about, you know, what really are they?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, think about it, dude. I mean, when we go on ghost hunts and we see shadow people, we think it's ghosts because that's what you
right.
assume it is. But I mean, that just stumps my mind right there that they
yeah.
really ain't ghosts.
Yeah, I don't know what
there
it
was. Somebody they said that they saw a large moving shadow. They said, I saw a large light shadow in the kitchen, and it moved away towards the dining room doorway out of my vision. My dog was laying on his side and head and legs towards me. He changed position until he stared towards where the image had been. And, you know, see, shadow people, they appear on television screens, you know, when they're turned off, the reflections, the mirrors, all sorts
yeah.
of stuff. You can burn sage and you can smudge the place and try to get them out of there, but do you really think that you can get rid of that?
I don't know. You might be able to. I don't know. It's hard to tell when you don't know what you're dealing with.
There's a lady. Her name is Heidi Hollis. You ever heard of her?
Uh-uh.
Now, she thinks that there's actually a war raging between aliens and shadow people. She has a book called The Secret War. It tells you about a true story that she said. I mean, I've never, you know, heard of it or, you know, read it or anything like that. But she says on her website that shadow people know what they're doing and they're here and they're gone. And you can actually repel them by, you know, saying the name of Jesus, get away from me. And see, that's one right there. You invoke the name of Jesus and they get away from you. And so some, you know, I mean, you can see why people think they'd be like demons.
Right.
But if for all you ghost hunters out there, whenever you're clearing a house of these things, the intent is more important than actually what you're doing. Because, I mean, you can go in there and smudge it and you can pray and stuff like that. But if you're not firm in your faith and your actions and let them know they're not welcome in there, then you know it's not going to work. You actually got to believe it's going to work for it to work. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But, I mean, that makes you think, though, if they're not ghosts, if they're not human spirits, then what in the world are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, we got somebody on the phone here.
I have a question
right.
for you. Have you ever done
right.
EVPs on pregnant women?
I've never done it. I don't know, Skeeter, have you ever done EVP sessions
uh-uh.
with pregnant women before?
No.
I mean, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know. You might be able to talk to their babies down there. Heck, that's one thing. Lord, I'm stumped. I don't know what to say about that.
You know, because that's what I was wondering, if it was the spirit of the baby or if it was just another person watching out. Because in 94, I had a miscarriage. And I had, like, keys, you know, being not placed in the right place, you know, things rearranged on my dress, jewelry missing, and all kinds of stuff. And then I got pregnant in 99. And a month before I had my daughter, I had a Rott Golden Retriever mix. And my husband at the time was out, and I was watching our two kids. They were sleeping. And it was probably about 2 in the morning, I heard the doors, you know, shut, and I figured it was him
Whoa.
Coming home from work. And, you know, the dog was barking and waggling its tail, so I opened the bedroom door to let him out, and there's nobody there. The cars aren't there. So I'm like, oh, I just, you know, heard a noise, went laid back down, and you'd hear banging in the kitchen. And I the dog at this time is barking even more frantic. So at this time, I'm getting scared because I think there's a burglar or something in the house. So I grab our gun, and I'm going through the house. Kids are sleeping. He's still not home.
I would, too.
I have the phone in the other hand, and there's nobody there. So at this time, I go in our bedroom, lock both of our doors, and you can hear fingernails on the door, clawing like at the door and just pounding, and my dog is barking. And I'm on the phone frantic trying to get a hold of my husband at the time because I'm scared out of my mind. I'm almost 9 months pregnant, and someone's trying to get in my room, but nobody's there. And nobody believed me until he was asleep one day, and I wasn't there, and he had gotten slapped in the face. And then he started believing me that these things. And then after I had my daughter, all of this had stopped.
I don't know, Skeeter. What do you think about that? Well, thanks for calling. That was a pretty good story. Skeeter, what do you think?
That's crazy. I don't know what to think about that. You know, with it being that aggressive, I wouldn't think it would necessarily be, you know, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Do you think that, you know, that they, you know, do you think that unborn babies can talk? Their EVPs?
I don't know.
You know, that brings up another thing here. And, but in answer to her question, though, I mean, I've never dealt with nothing like that before. I mean, that just stumps me to death, don't it, you?
Do you think, now let me pose this to you, what about, you know, pregnant, you know, they say that, you know, you're very sensitive. Do you think that could play into some of the activity, you know, kind of like going back with, you know, not necessarily poltergeist necessarily, but, you know, women that are pregnant are very sensitive, you know, and very, you know, moody and stuff like that, you know. You know what I mean? You know, maybe that had something to do with the activity. Could be.
I mean, heck. I mean, that is a good thing to ask. That's a good question to ask, is because, like you said, when you're ultimate sensitive like that, I mean, you could already have a pre-existing haunting there.
Yeah.
You could already be haunted. I mean, or,
well,
you know,
it could
you
be,
could actually,
you know, it could
be the stress.
Triggered. Yeah. Could have triggered something.
Because, I mean, I don't know if it's really much different being pregnant and going through puberty, but I mean, I'm pretty sure the mood swings and stuff and the hormone levels are crazy. So, you know, you never know. But
yeah.
here's a question from somebody. They want to know, what do you think is the difference between Ouija boards and ghost boxes and EVP recordings? Do you think it's the same thing or is it different as far as being dangerous? Well, I'm going to tell you, everything that you do when you ghost hunting, you know, you can go out there and have fun. You know, me and Skeeter and Southern Spooks, we go to crazy graveyards and stuff and see all sorts of stuff. But there's always a chance that you could get hurt or something could follow you home or, you know, something could happen. You got to be careful. And with that being said, I think, in my opinion, I think that, now, you know, Southern Spooks, we do use Ouija boards some, but, you know, you got to know how to close them. You know, you got to use that seesaw. What do they use to close them boards?
You got to get that seesaw, man. Do
that seesaw binds it to it. Yeah, and, you know, you got to do that with a ghost box and a recorder, too. No, well, we don't do that. We don't do it with a ghost box and stuff. We just use it. Of course, now we do tell whatever comes out of the ghost box to go back in there. That is if they listen. But now, I think that, you know, with the Ouija boards, when you use them, I mean, I have heard some crazy stories about Ouija boards. Ain't you, Skeeter?
Yeah, crazy.
But,
stories.
I mean, whenever we use Ouija boards, we never really had nothing happen, so we can't tell you about, you know, what stuff happened. I mean, you know, we may feel stuff or whatever, but I think that Ouija boards are a little bit more dangerous than using spirit boxes and recorders because, you know, the ghosts actually have to have your energy to use that thing.
Yeah.
And right. You're inviting them into your body, and so you're giving them permission to come into your body and move that thing around that board. With it, whereas a recorder, you just ask them to talk into it.
Yeah. That's whether they want to do it or not. And the other, you're giving it, and you're letting them use you. So, you know.
But, I mean, for y'all out there, I mean, I'm going to tell you, we use Ouija boards, and we know how to do that stuff because we know all about the paranormal. You know, we're experts. And we know how to do that stuff. But if you don't know how to do it, then nobody out there, I wouldn't recommend anybody using them things. Because they're bad. Now, we use them because we don't know no better. But everybody else, you ought to know better than that. But anyways, I do think they're more dangerous and stuff. I don't know about that. But
Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
Skeeter?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, Skeeter. You know who that is,
I know.
Don't you?
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing, Skeeter?
I'm just on the radio. What are you doing?
How come you never brought my wife's earrings back?
What?
That's just you stole out of her truck. You stole them.
No, I
you
did
said
not.
That thing, you stole them out of the front seat there in that bag, Lord. You did, too.
I'm no
she
thief.
She said you sure did. And she said, well, you said the other night that the pig got a hold of them.
Well, they probably dropped off her ear and the pig got a hold of them. Good luck
but
finding
she wasn't
them.
There. So how'd you drop them?
She dropped them. They fell out of her ear.
But she wasn't there, though.
I did not steal no earrings.
Well, I guess we're going to have to take that pig to court, then.
Yeah,
I
would.
I know where I can reach you at. You know that phone number, that dang thing?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I didn't know pigs could... How can the pigs have cell phones or nothings? I ain't never heard of that.
Well, they do. I want his number.
What's he talking about?
I don't. He's talking about my pig. It's a confusing situation. That darn pig gets me in more trouble than I know what to do. I'll tell you what.
Well,
I'm just
going
to give him that pig.
All right. I could use some bacon for breakfast in the morning.
There you go. Make you some pork chops.
Unless it has a blue ribbon, is it a winning pig?
It is.
It is.
Yeah, Prize County Fair. Yeah.
I might take it down there and win me some money. I had to buy her some new dang earrings.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Well, did y'all have a good Christmas?
We did.
Yeah, we had a good Christmas. Skeeter, did you get a good Christmas?
Yeah. I got new mud ties.
What about you? Whoever's calling, whatever your name is.
My name's Dwinkle.
Dwinkle's back.
Dwinkle.
Yeah. No, my name's Dwinkle, too. I'm kin to that goblin. The other goblin.
Oh, no.
I got multiple personalities. I've been going to therapy, but they can't fix me.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, sure did. I got me a new truck and got me some new tires put on that. Some big mud, you know, one of them big old tires with them big old mud tires on it. And I got my truck jacked up and we're going out there to the creek this weekend. Y'all want to come?
Going out
that
to the creek,
fun.
Ain't too cold for that. That's a little cold for that, ain't it?
No, it ain't cold. We got us a bonfire going. I'm going to get your kid out here so I'm going to whip his ass.
What?
They
I
what?
Didn't do nothing.
Well, I mean, I probably won't do it, but have you ever seen this? My wife, now, she's a werewolf. So, you know, she's awful strong. How big a fella are you, Skeeter? You about 5'6" or 5'10"? You weigh about 100 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, there won't be nothing hurt up your eye then, man.
Oh, Lord. Are you going to protect me?
Are you? Now, you on there, feller. I ain't messing with no dang werewolf. I read them Twilight books. Them scary, boy.
All right, well, I'm going to let y'all go. My show's coming. My stories are coming on, and she's over here hollering at me, telling me to get off the phone because she got to call her friends up, and, you know, they gossip all over the place. I'll see y'all in church Sunday.
All right.
I'll be at church Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All righty then. Well, all right. Well, thanks. I don't know. Is that I ain't never seen that thing at church. Have you? I figure it'd get burned if it goes in church.
Yeah,
we got
true.
Somebody else on the. We got somebody else here, Skeeter.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, this is Blake from Chattanooga. I wanted to talk to you about an experience I had when I was 13. Real sick, and I was lying in bed, and I don't know if it was fever or what it was, but I was lying in bed, and it was dark, and I was staring at a picture that I had on the wall, and it was a picture of me when I was an infant, and when I was looking at it, the face, the picture on the, my picture, changed real sinister and demonic looking and just
no
very
Lord.
Real creepy, and I wanted to ask if anybody if you've heard of anything like that, or
I've never experienced nothing like that. That's spooky. Skeeter, have you ever heard anything about like that?
No.
When the picture, pictures morphing and stuff, good Lord, that I don't know what to say about that.
Was it the only? Has you ever experienced that before, or is that the only one time that you ever done that?
No, not really. That was it was pretty much just a one time thing.
Well, I don't think it could might not be demonic or whatever, but has this only happened when you've been have you ever woke up with this? Has this only been happened when you was awake, or has this happened when you was sleeping? You've been having bad dreams and stuff?
I've had anything waking, but I've definitely had dreams where I've, felt just this, real ominous, pressing presence. And it's a very reoccurring dream. I've had it since I was, as long as I can remember. And in the dream, I'm always running from it, and I know it's not good.
No, that don't sound good. Well, thank you for calling there. What do you think about that, Skeeter?
That's crazy. I don't know. I wonder if it, I don't guess there's anything else, just the dreams and, that's crazy. You just need to.
Demons, they can come
out
to you in your dreams. Demons can come to you in your dreams. I don't know about that. I think if that ever happens again, I think where to call somebody about that.
If it gets any worse than that, he needs to give somebody a call to help him.
Definitely, because I'm I've heard of stories about people ever since they were little kids that they've had nightmares and night terrors and stuff like that. When they get older, they still have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I read about this one feller. He had them ever since he was 4 years old. Every single night after night. And he eventually got possessed. And they did about four or five exorcisms on him. And found out that he was possessed in his entire life, ever since he was 4 or 5 years old. they had like four or five exorcists that worked on him over his life. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think we got one more time for one more call. Are you there?
I went through an experience a few years back, and I've never really quite been able to grasp the intensity of it. I was asleep, and prior to that, like for the past year or the year prior, I'd seen things out of the corner of my eyes, heard things, and this night I just had this really strange feeling that something bad was going to happen, and I went to bed. I kind of disregarded it, and I woke up instantly, like 3 hours later, with just the most intense fear that I've ever felt in my life. I'm like, and there was this pressure on my neck and my chest, and I couldn't breathe, and I was paralyzed, probably with fear, probably with something else. I have no idea, and I could not shake it for the life of me, and I was stuck, and I kind of had to get off, and the pressure just released, and I took this deep breath, and there was just like a patter on the edge of my bed. I was just wondering, had any ever heard of anything or any incident like?
Well, thanks for that. I don't know, Skeeter. We've heard stories about people who's have been pinned down before in their beds and they stuff.
Yeah.
Some people think it's sleep paralysis. Some people think it's the old hag that's doing it. I mean, you've had that happen. You've been laying there in the bed and you woke up and seen this old woman up there above you screaming, hollering at you. They thought it was a banshee,
yeah.
But you couldn't move. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
That's crazy. I don't know. I mean, hopefully, it's the only time that happened to him. Because, if it gets any, it's one of those things I'd like to look into the situation, and talk to them further about that.
There are some people now, they actually think that, it's this thing called astral projection, where you it's like a projector in your body, and it projects your soul outside of your body, and you float around and stuff. And some people think that when you go to sleep, people that you do that when you're dreaming, and when you come back, you wake up with a jerk or something, And some people believe that you don't go back in your body all the way. What do you think?
Could be. Yeah, very possible. That's crazy stuff, man.
Of course, then sleep paralysis. Now, that happens too, though.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful. Because a lot of paranormal experiences, some of them, they could be explained by if you have any disability, you could be having a disability and not even know it.
That's true. You got to look at all factors.
Because, before they knew what heart attacks and stuff was, they thought demons were pulling out your hearts.
That's crazy.
They did. Yeah. They thought, it's like this right here. It's like old Jobo over there. He's over holding on to his heart and stuff and crying and hollering. And he thinks that, and he says a demon's grabbing his heart out. So, I don't know. Of course, back in the old days, they used to think all that stuff was just nonsense.
Yeah, they didn't believe nothing.
Of course, they'd lock us up in the nut house if they knew the stuff we knew, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have busted out. Well, folks, we're here, Southern Spooks. We've had a good night tonight. We had a good interview. I just want to make this quick announcement. Next Wednesday night, we won't be on the air. We will be on there some other time next week, probably. We'll see. Just keep checking us out at Facebook, facebook.com/Southern Spooks. Or you can go to the Prism's website at prismparanormal.net. And Skeeter, they got, them Prism people, they got a recruitment meeting up there at the library up there at that school next month, next Wednesday. So we're going to be up there. They want us to be up there as guest speakers, so we're going to go up there and help them out a little bit, you know. So we're going to have fun with that, and you can visit them online and check them out if y'all want to. Now, Southern Spooks, you can join Southern Spooks too. You know, we're kind of an affiliate group with them fellers. So if you join them, you kind of join us too. So
they have good chicken.
They do have good chicken. I know, you know, what's your name, Kyle or whatever his name is, that dude right there, boy, he can make a, man, I tell you what, he can make one. I'm going to have to call them, tell them to bring us some. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Yeah, I know, me too.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of hungry.
Yeah.
We got, hello, are you there?
Hello, it's me again. I got a question for y'all.
All right.
Can you answer it, please? Pretty,
all
pretty,
right,
please.
We'll try.
You're on top. Please.
All right.
Okay, what's your question? You only got a few seconds left.
When y'all going to do some more TV shows? I want to see y'all on TV.
We do need to do that, all right.
Are you going to be on that new TV show where you get naked and ghost hunt?
You get naked and ghost hunt?
What?
Okay, I'm going to take you off, little boy. You won't be talking like that. All right, he's gone. Skeeter, does he know what he's talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about. Ain't nobody seeing me naked ghost hunting. You know, there was that one time you got drunk and, you know, almost got naked, but that's another story.
We did get an email. Hold on. They want people to go ghost hunting naked. It's like that show Naked and Afraid. But it's a ghost hunting. You naked when you ghost hunting.
Man, I don't want no. No, that is terrible, man. I don't want no demons.
You want to get naked?
I don't want to get naked with no demons.
That's just nasty, though, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Well, they're making all these stupid shows now, dude. I don't know what to tell you about it. Is it what?
I don't know what they're thinking, man.
Well, some of these, now, they do have they are bringing back ghost hunters, you know.
Oh, me.
And, before we go get off of here, what do you think about that new Ghost Adventures episode about that Bell Witch Cave?
Oh, that was pretty good one there, that darn Bell Witch. They didn't get a whole lot, but, you know, that's crazy that they had them poles that kept lighting up.
What do you think about them poles? We need to try that. Heck, all we got to do, Skeeter, is you get some copper rods and we hook a car battery up to it and put some lights on it.
Yeah.
You know, like them touch lamps?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever used touch lamps for ghost hunts.
Me too.
That might be something to look into.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to say thank y'all for tuning into the Boneyard. Skeeter, do you have anything you want to say about the Bell Witch? Have you ever been there?
I ain't never been there. I've always wanted to go.
We
don't have to get. We don't have to get in the truck one weekend and go.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, it ain't that far from here.
Yeah,
I reckon, is it?
No, not too far.
Well, have you heard of anybody ever getting anything good there?
Yeah, some people do.
Well, you know, I heard that they won't even let you can't take a camera in there now.
Oh, me. That ain't good.
Like, what in the world's the point of going there if you can't ghost hunt? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Okay, I got one more question for you by somebody out there who says, Skeeter, where is the most famous place that you'd like to investigate?
I'll tell you what the most famous place is that I'd like to investigate that nobody's ever investigated. That's the White House.
Oh, Lord. The White House. I don't know. You might have to go through a 6-month background check and stuff. And with your background,
yeah.
I don't know if you'd let you in there. Tell you to leave.
I may do it. But that's where I'd like to investigate, the White House.
You wind up in prison, and you know what them ghosts do in prison.
Yeah.
And, you know, they move around in there, but you'd be incarcerated, that you wouldn't be at a ghost hunt or nothing, and you'd just be stuck there. You'd be like,
yeah.
Good Lord. And all right, well, Skeeter, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We've had a good time here tonight. We'll talk to y'all later, and y'all have a good night. And Skeeter, you got anything else you want to tell your fans out there?
Keep listening.
So what are we going to talk about next time?
I don't know. If y'all got any ideas, just let us know.
Yeah, we appreciate y'all's phone calls, and hopefully maybe next time we'll have more time to talk about them. But thank y'all for tuning in. Skeeter, we'll see you later, brother.
All right.
All righty. Everybody, thanks for tuning in.
This is Miss Grundy, the lady I told you about from Standards and Practices, you know.
Say what?
The censor, remember?
Oh, listen, this man will take care of you. You know what to do.
I'll be watching
you.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beam. Through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget cider. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed. Boogie dad, boogie dad. Boogie dad, boogie dad.
And he ain't wearing no
clothes. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
We hope we didn't spook you too much. See y'all again next time. And remember, when strange stuff starts happening, who you gonna call? You're gonna call Southern Spooks. Be sure to check us out online by visiting Prism at prismparanormal.net.
About the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone. About my life.
podcast has been brought to you by Prism Paranormal Research. Visit us online at www.prismparanormal.net. This is Kristen saying thanks for stopping by and see you again next time on the Darkest Side of the Night.